Thank you for joining us here at the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. God bless you, everyone. Father, we just thank you again that we can gather and be with you. We pray for the listeners out there in various parts of the world. We thank you for the mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost upon them and upon Brother Freedom. And we thank you for the anointing upon the reading of the Word as Micah comes, in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 and following. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Thank you. Father, we just praise you and we thank you for this wonderful day. Help us look to those hidden things that you have. And we look to you for our direction. We look to you for our source of strength. We praise you and we thank you for this wonderful, beautiful day. In Jesus' name, amen. But what are you doing today? What do you see? What do you see? If you're a Christian, you're not a Christian. If you're not a Christian, you need to know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior. He's very special. If you do know him, then I think we need to get to know him better. It's a personal experience. And I believe it's something we need to devote our time, devote part of what our hours a day. Somehow we need to put him first. If it's only for 1 minute a day, we need to seek him first. And I believe this. But what do we look at? When you think about the things that we see problems, we see troubles on every hand. We hear of situations that cause us to put our mind on what we're hearing. And there's events in this world that's taking place today that's different. And I think it's drawing us to either to seek God or draw us away from the Lord. Like in the Old Testament, choose you this day whom you will serve. And I believe that we really need to realize that in this light affliction we have is only for a moment, working for us a far more exceedingly eternal weight of glory. We spend 5 minutes a day with him. God's going to bless you. But I believe it can be increased as time goes by. Like this morning when I left the house, I was went the whole way of trying to find my something. The Lord he didn't even say it to me. I just knew it from the Lord. Go someplace and it was there. It was right there. God's an ever-present help in the time of need to help us. He wants us to look good in life. We need to get that in our hearts today, that God wishes to make you look good. So if you're working a cash register downtown, you can serve God because you're supposed to do that cash register right. But see, we're like out in the ocean, they have these little buoys. They get pushed around, all kinds of stuff, but they always come back up. And that's where we should be. In our day, when we hit a problem, well, the problem's there, but it's behind that. The glory back here, there's something that's greater than the problem because you've got the answer for the problem. Well, we look not at the things are seen. We look for the things which are not seen. That's sort of a tongue twister, but it's really true. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. What's that truly mean? It means if we keep our mind upon the Lord, it's like years ago, I've got a cat at home that I broke off an engine. Make the story real short. The Lord told me he could help me get out of trouble. He didn't want to make me look bad. And I couldn't tell my superiors the story. They wouldn't understood. But God didn't want me to. See, if I did that, then they'd say, oh, you're foolish, people don't understand God's way. We may be around some person 20 years and never really speak because God don't want you to. You got to have a background before you can do. You know, before you can build a house, you've got to have a foundation. The same way is with people. The same way is with your way in God. But as soon as troubles come, it automatically comes, oh, praise God, I know the glory. It's in here, but it's not exposed all the time. But that's no sign it's not there. We need to spend some quality time with him every day, spend time with us, you and him. And then you'll start growing. There's inward peace, an inward power, an inward devotion from heaven that works within me. And that way I can't get prideful. I can't do these naughty things, but I'm be in the Spirit of God. You know, we can get puffed up sometimes and no one can stand us. Mankind has a way of getting puffed up. And see, that's what happened to Satan. He got puffed up, thought he was someone. At times, what we're seeing doesn't look good. But inside, you know that one day you're going to go beyond something. You're looking for this celestial city that's coming to the clouds of glory. And it's coming soon. We need to be prepared because it's like a trip that you're going to take. You don't keep your mind on that trip, but someday you're going to be taking that trip. And we're going to be taking this trip to heaven. It's going to be worth it all. And see, everything that we're doing here right this very moment is going to be forgotten. It says, former things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Now, it's hard for us in our finite minds to understand this, but that's what it's going to be. See, that's why the former things are passed away. Those things that you can't forget about, that you did wrong, and God wants you to forget about it because it's all been forgiven. Well, see, at that time, it won't ever be thought of no more. You've never been in battle, a lot of you people around the world, but I have been in battle combat where you want to forget about these things. And that's where we are. We need to forget them. We need to get them out of our minds because they're going to give us problems. And some of the things that we fret about are the things that God's already saved us, forgiven us from it. And even when we do it over and over and over, God is mindful that we're just pure children. It's like the Lord on the way from the car to here, he told me, a child, we grow in the Lord. I want you to know that today. We grow in mature in the Lord. Hopefully we start maturing. But a child has to have a diapers change. But when you get grown, you know a way to the restroom. And that's the way we are. God will take care of us in these little areas, but we grow into him. We mature in him. For I look not for the things that are seen, but I look for the things which are not seen. The things that are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Going back to that tap, the Lord spoke to my heart and says, I'll help you get that tap out, but you're going to have to follow my leading. And I, when the Lord told me, I said, I cannot do that. And the Lord spoke through just as plain as you hear. Okay, it's all over with. Just go back to what I've been doing before when he started. I said, no, I repented right then. I said, no, Father, I don't want that. I'll do it. I've never forgotten that moment. I will do it. I don't care what happens. I'm going to do it because I want to please you. It's impossible what I did, but it couldn't happen anyway. That's where we are. When we're looking at things, it's impossible what we're seeing to work out. It's impossible. Cannot do. Oh, that's just what God specializes in, these kind of things. He wants us in the spiritual start functioning. Start moving through him. Little by little, you're going to start experiencing that he is your power. You know, the mind of Christ, I'm learning something myself, but the mind of Christ is part of something that we develop. It's faster than telling us. It's just there. So you can have the mind of Christ. And people try to the old Pentecostal people, well, how did you know? Because God had to speak it out. It takes so many minutes for this to happen. No. God using the mind. God slows our brain down sometimes before he can put this into us in a second. You got it. Isn't that wonderful? Now, nobody but God can do these things. And if you want to live in a world and have extra strength, then I think you need to invest a little time in the Lord. Because he is the reason for all things. And he don't want you to look bad. You know, there's a lot of missionaries that didn't want to become a missionary because they thought that God was going to get them over there and he's going to make them sit down some old big old tree someplace just because this way. God's not that way. I know that. God wants you to succeed Get that in your mind today. God wants you to succeed. But you can't succeed unless He helps you to succeed. You can't succeed in yourself because ourselves don't know the pathway. We have not seen. We look for the things that are seen. Yes, that's what we as carnal Christians, we look for everything that's seen. Well, no, you know what? You do this way because I see it. No, when you start serving the Lord, that's totally backwards. It works because faith has to start growing in this head. This part up here, without faith, is impossible to please Him. For He is rewarder to those that diligently seek Him. What our trouble faults get, not because we're sinners, but because we neglect to seek God. And God expects us to start developing in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Very good definition of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, through faith, God made this earth. Through faith, God actually built man. He formed us in His likeness and His goodness. But He knows that we live in a carnal world. We're born in this world. And if we're not careful, we take on the traits of the world because it's natural. Our mind is plugged in such that everything that I do through the day, if I'm not careful, it's in my mind. It does. I can go back 70-some years in my mind. It's real clear what I did. But He takes that and He'll start changing you. He'll take that what wasn't very important because He'll keep in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on thee because we trust in Him. As we start getting closer to the Lord, we start putting more trust in the Lord. He rewards those who diligently seek Him. So that's why God has blessed me. It's not because I am a super saint. I'm not. But I diligently sought Him. And it's in His Word. If you diligently seek me, ye shall find me. Come on. The glory will be upon you. My Spirit will not leave you. I will keep my word. We cannot keep our words. We don't know what truth is. But it says we should know the truth, and the truth will set us free. What's that mean? It means you'll speak truth. Ephesians says you'll speak to every man honestly with his neighbor every day. Your words will be truth, your honesty upon your people, brothers and sisters. But the first place is we got to be honest with ourselves. Our honest is, I look to things are seen, Father, but I'm not what I should be. God says, that's okay. Just come to me and I'll help you to start developing. And you'll take this little old framework of that just think about yourself and your selfishness. All these things, they're not really good traits to have anyway, my child. But if you'll come to me and cast your eyes upon me because I care for you, I will start developing you into a vessel. Will not hear from this world no longer, but you'll start hearing from heaven. Now you'll be a word in this world as a vessel, but you'll hear from me. In my glory, you'll learn as a child. When you're old, you'll not depart from me, and I'll bless you. The word says that from a child we should know the Holy Scriptures were able to make us wise unto salvation through Jesus Christ. That's in Timothy. And we need to grow in the Lord the same way. As a child, I sought the Lord. But we can be 50 years old and still a child. 70 years old. It's when you start, when you accept Jesus at that day, then you start getting into different soil. You're getting into a different direction. Because you said, I take Jesus as my Savior. I want to follow Him. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, for my commandments are not grievous, but I'll bless you. And Jesus said, I'm going away. I'm going to, people that I go away, I'm going to build you in heaven, a home in heaven. And I'm going to sit in the right hand of the Father and make an intercession continually for you. But I'm going to send you my Comforter, and He will come there. He'll dwell with you. Now, and this is what He's telling the disciples, but He says, in the book of Acts, it tells it. People didn't understand that. Oh, they couldn't understand how men down here could be speaking in languages. But that's the development of the Holy Spirit within you. It's a sign that God is with you. And that sign there is to help you to have confidence in God. See, that's our trouble. We don't have confidence. Most people don't have any confidence at all. They got their confidence in the pastor. They got their Sunday school teacher. They got their confidence in a church. All these things, but it's all of no avail. What the church is for is get us to the point where God can move on us. So that's what we go into the all world. Yes, we go there in churches, that should be their calling. But there should be lead them at that time, then they can be expounded on by the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, the inwardness, the growing, the power. See, only God can do these things. I went to 1978, I think it was. I went up to a D9 in a place up in the woods, quite about 250 miles from here. And I got up there, and it was October. It was cold. The Lord spoke to me so comfortably. He says, He is the God of all comfort. God wants you to not go through a lot of these things that we, oh, if I do this, God's going to, no, God didn't. Now, yes, Jesus had to do it because He did it for a reason. He took yours and my sins upon His and paid in full that we, a debt that we could not pay. Only Jesus could fulfill that indebtedness that we could have forgiveness of sin. So when this happens, then we're candidates for something new. As I was going up there, and that I remember those, I'd always talk to the Lord, and I still do, and I was just talking to Him, and I says, oh, it's going to be cold up here. And, but pretty soon He says, why don't you, when I got the machine there, He says, why don't you just call your headquarters right now and tell them that you got the answer for it. I said, I haven't looked at it. He said, well, you look at it all you want, but I'm just telling you what's wrong with it. If you've got enough faith in me and you're able to, and not tell them afterwards, I don't want you to, because they won't understand. It just make you look bad, make me look bad. I just want you to know that I'm your source. And if they ever ask you, I'm your source, but you don't have to tell them how because they don't know. See that part? That's what gets us in trouble about our experience. We cannot match two or three people. We're all different. God wants to do a different work in each one of us that we'll have. The renewing of our mind, we will not prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. We need to have that very special anointing, the glory that no one else can have. I was always an outside person, so I was used to the cold. I was used to being outside and these circumstances, but I was really almost scared to do what they was expecting me to do because if I got the pan off that engine up there, and they call them a belly pan, which fits underneath the whole lower works of the cap, that's hard to get all that stuff off, and there's going to be snow up there pretty soon because it looked like snow was going to come pretty soon. So I got on the phone, radio, and I called shop, and I told them concerning that D9. I says, we need to have a 9-axle low bed, pick up that 9 up, which is heavy, and we can still load it. I did not go into detail, but I knew it wasn't going to be any worse after rotor and its run there. The oil pump was gone. The Lord told me the oil pump, the crankshaft was gone. Some of the timing gears was even chipped. And a lot of work. But item for item, when they tore that down, I knew the man. He said, all these items are exactly right. But see, there's a time when you're a child, you got to start, but you grow into this. It's having a relationship when you went to kindergarten. You couldn't go to the first grade because you weren't yet qualified to go to first grade. When you got the first grade, you couldn't go to the second grade because you had to take these steps. See, that's what's wrong with everybody's trying to tell people how the Holy Ghost moves. We don't know. All I can say is what He does for me. What He's doing for you is personal. God has a personal endeavor for you. He'll give you a way from heaven. He'll put His glory upon you that no one else can be. He says He knows you by your name. He calls you by your name. He knew you from your mother's womb. He knows us all. It's hard to explain, but God's just wonderful. And think about just having this wonderful being to be able to come to your heart and give you information, give you direction and great comfort. Gives you great wisdom, great understanding, and you don't do this in yourself because you'd be a smart aleck. And we're not smart alecks. We don't know nothing. And so when you start decreasing as you grow, you do this, you sort of, well, I don't need it. That's like, you know, when you got little kids, you know, I remember when I liked little toys and I was okay then, but when I put away those things, I don't need them no more. And that's where we are. What we put away are these little things that cause us to fret, these, because they seem so, oh, they're beyond, they're mountains, but when in reality they're just like a vapor. The vapor is just going back and it's just disappearing. That vapor disappears, and when that vapor disappears, God just fills you with His glory. And the Spirit of God is alive within you. The glory! You know, before I got here this morning, I was out of the picture. But I'm not out of the picture now. When the Spirit of God is here to make you alive in Him. You're more than conquerors through Him which loved you. If you go through God's source, I will not look the things are seen, but I'll look for the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. I will know why God reigns. I will know His power. I will know the anointing. He never fails. His eye is over the righteous, and His ears open to the crying. We will call on Him, and He will answer us. And He'll show us great in mighty things we know not. I could tell you time after time that there's been better mechanics than me in this state from way down south, and equipment wouldn't run. They were better mechanics. I can't say I was any mechanic at all. But God made me good. God made me good because I had the answer. Now, if you want to succeed in any part of life, if you want to put in first computers or whatever it is, God is your source. He's your means that you can develop in Him. He never fails. He don't make mistakes. We have a tendency. I thought about this morning. Not one time did God ever fail me. Yet I failed customers. I thought of something I did here the other day. I put a turbo on one time, and I was really late in the night, and I was really tired, but I didn't think about it. I had to pay the next day, had to pull that turbo back off because there were some pieces got down inside the engine. I wasn't thorough. And as Christians, we got to be thorough, and our thoroughness comes into seeking God. Seek Him, because I don't know. You know, that's the only thing that mechanic, and I would have the name for the freedom, very thorough. Thorough is means you follow up until you're within reason, all the bases are covered, there's no contaminant. See, that's what hurts us in the equipment field. We leave something together and it's contaminated. We need to go deeper instead of covering up. And that's where we are in the world. We cover up our lives when God says, go deeper, my child. Go deeper! Go deeper! Go deeper! Get it all out of you, and I'll start down the bottom and start building you back up as a new child, a new vessel of praise that you will honor and be an honor. You know, I'm persuaded most of us are not going to have many sheaves in heaven because we haven't went about God's way. The Bible says, seek ye first His kingdom. And I guarantee you what Brother Sidon is saying is right. If we do it by a foundation, even though it's slow, whatever we're on, we're going to be on a solid rock. If we get higher, it's fine. If we don't, we'll just stay there. But we're on. Nothing shall move us. No evil shall fall in, no plague come nigh thy dwelling. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. And He'll give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hand, lest thou would even dash thy foot against a stone. Jeremiah 3:3 says, call unto me, and I'll answer thee. And I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For in my Father's house are many mansions. When it's all over, He's got something greater even there, but He's got something now until we get there. And that's what bothers me of people. They're not receiving now. The glory will keep you ready for there. And you'll start growing in Him. And you can achieve that level that only God can know. And he'll give you that peace that passes all understanding. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I see so many people are so dried up that like last year's bird nest, it's dry. It's going to burn up. Forest fire is going to burn up that bird nest. And that's what we are. And no ill should harm us. No plague. You know, we should have that assurance in the heart that we won't tempt God, but it comes to the test. Here about 4 weeks back, I told the enemy, I said, you bug off, you mean vile thing, get out. Don't want you no more, get out. He's gone. I said, same thing I can do, it was cripple, how can a cripple think? But I did it, because greater is he that's in me than who I face. He, the principality of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. He works in the children of disobedience because we don't hear. You know, I left this in the service. You had to know what the orders were. And if you couldn't hear the orders, don't fake it. Wait for it. Wait. If you don't know, stand still. Don't change until you know. And that's the way God is. If you're not hearing from us, stand still. And know that I'm God. Don't move around. Don't get out there in some place that you're in trouble. And many people get in trouble because they're not calling. God's not calling them into that. We need to be at God's feet and say, Lord, I love you. I love you, Father, because you're my soon coming King. I love you and I praise you and I glorify you this day. Father, I pray for the Spirit of God to be upon this service. I pray for these people as they go to the other church. I pray that you'll bless them. By the way, put your glory upon them. Anoint them. Show them. Protect them. Guide them. Direct them. Bring them in holy places as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, and amen, and amen. God bless. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, for how you were here today. I just give you praise and honor for the wonderful Holy Ghost. And thank you, Jesus, you're interceding at the right hand of the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.